Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
If you've ever been bullied, then you'll be able to relate to this one. Everyone at school knew Vern. They said that he smelled, he wore big work boots and torn shirts every day, and he didn't seem too bright, and people laughed at him. The teacher said to one of the students, "Vern doesn't deserve to be treated that way. What makes you think he's so unlovable that he doesn't deserve simple respect?" Well, the student had no answer. He felt hot and sweaty under the conviction and apologised. And one word stuck with this student for days: unlovable. And he started thinking about all the people in his high school who seemed downright unlovable. Mean kids, bullies, the ones who always seemed angry, the annoying ones, the innocent ones who stood out as being different to others. Perhaps Jesus' toughest teaching is to love your neighbour as yourself. Now, he didn't say like them, he said love them. And you don't get to pick who your neighbour is, it's everyone. Well, were Jesus' expectations too high? I mean, he never had to go to high school. If so, surely he'd know that it's not so easy to love everybody. Well, that's a beautiful thing about Jesus. He wasn't just God on high shouting down orders. He experienced what we experienced. When he told us to live a certain way, it was coming from a guy who'd been there. He came to live amongst us, and he understood two important truths. One, everyone is created in God's image. So if you and I are worthy of love, then so is everyone else, because of who made them. And two, because of sin, we're all unlovable, you might say. But Jesus changed the rules by offering love, grace, and forgiveness. So thanks to him, we're now all lovable.